Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say, I hope it is food for you. I hope that it can nourish your mind and your heart and draw you closer to Jesus. Today is the feast of St. Ambrose, and some of you may say, and who is St. Ambrose? He was appointed a Roman governor. He was a lawyer. He resided in Milan, Italy, and when a new bishop was to be elected at the cathedral, contention broke out between Arians and Christians. Ambrose rose to quell the raucous crowd, and suddenly a little child, think of this, a little child cried out, "Ambrose, Bishop!" The multitude joined in acclamation. Only a catechumen at the time, Ambrose was installed on December 7th, a mere 8 days after his baptism. Think of that. He immediately divested himself of all worldly possessions, threw himself into the study of the church fathers, learning their writings in order to teach. Brothers and sisters, we need to follow in those who have gone before us. Ask God, strengthen my faith, or give me faith again. Give me hope again. Give me grace, Lord, to love you, grace to love my neighbors, grace to love my family. Please, Lord, help me. Help me to draw closer with you, that I can too be a disciple of you. That's what God wants of us. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, "In the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rugged country, the rough country, a broad valley. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice says, "Cry out." I answer, "What shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, all their glory like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. So then the people is the grass. Though the grass withers and the flower wilts, the word of our God stands forever. Go up onto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care." God is the source of all life. He is the source of your life. Pray, give homage to him. Thank him every day for his goodness to you, or whatever difficulty you're in. Ask God to help you get out of it, and then you too can thank him for his care. Psalm 96 tells us, "The Lord our God comes with power." Yes, he does. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Say among the nations, "The Lord is King. He governs the people with equity. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then let all the trees of the forest rejoice. They shall exult before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. All nature, all human beings will become a source of praise and gratitude to our God when he comes. And the day of the Lord is near. He comes to save us. That's what the scriptures tell us. The day of the Lord is near. Behold, he comes to save us. Near might not be your near, but near is near to God. So it's not going to be millions of years, I don't think, before God comes to us. And God does not will that the little ones be lost. Care for the little children. Care for the sick. Care for the dying. Care for those who have been wounded. Care for the little ones, all of them. God does not will that the little ones be lost. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 12 to 14, Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray?" I don't know whether I've told you this before, but I remember sometime years ago when I was out in the countryside and there was a man walking some distance from me, and he turned out to be the owner of those fields and that land. And as I got nearer to him, I saw that he had a baby lamb in his arms. And he said, "Just protecting it from harm. Just protecting it from harm." And I just stood there and I looked at him and I looked at the baby and I saw the care he gave it. And I thought, that's how our Lord cares for us. We think we're the lost sheep, but we're not. Say to him, "Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. Help me. Draw me back to you." Because God wants to care for you as much as he cared for that lamb. He loves you. And if he finds it when he goes after the stray, if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. Brothers and sisters, growing up, I saw a lot of baby animals. And even as a child, I remember thinking, having had the scriptures read to me, I remember thinking, that's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. And I always felt very secure when I did that. Very secure. God was with us. My mother and father were wonderful, but to have God also watching over us. I used to just sit sometimes, not for long times, I was too rambunctious, but I sit for a few minutes and just think how good God is. How good that he would know if I'm hurt, or he would know if I'm hungry, or I'm in need of whatever situation may be. Ask him, "Lord, please help me." And then do what you should do. Call a hospital, call a doctor, do whatever you need, call a friend. Whenever you're in trouble, ask for help. But God will also be with you. Trust him. Hold on to him tightly. He is a God of great, great love, overwhelming love. I came across this little poem that I wanted to share with you by St. Ambrose. He said, "The herald of the day now sounds, ever watchful in darkest night, a nocturnal light to travelers who separates night from night. At his cry, the morning star aroused frees the heavens of their duskiness. At his cry, the sailor takes heart, and the waters of the sea grow calm. As the cock crows, which I used to hear a lot, hope returns. Health is restored to the sick. The bandit sheathes his weapon, and faith returns to the doubting. Lord Jesus, we are tottering. Look upon us, and by your gaze set us to rights. Should you look, our sins will founder, and tears will dissolve our guilt. Light that you are, illumine our senses, and shake sleep from our minds. May our first words be of you, and may your praise open our mouths." St. Ambrose wrote that in somewhere in the 300s. What a wonderful, wonderful poem. He was the saint who was instrumental in the conversion of St. Augustine. Brothers and sisters, God wants to use us all. You know, I find that I just smile at people as I walk along the street, and I'm sure some things I'm an idiot, but I know there are people out there that no one speaks to them. And every once in a while, a head comes up, person's just kind of downcast and heads down, and suddenly he lifts his head up, and I pray that in that moment, he may know that he is important to God, or she is important to God, or a child, or a baby, or someone crippled, or someone very elderly. He loves us, each of us, and he knows each of us. Let this Advent season be a time where you really do thank him in many ways for what he has done for you, and then bring your needs before him. Talk to him, pray, ask him to help you, because God hears every word you pray, and he loves you. Do you understand that? Do you really understand that? I prayed, but nothing happened. Just simply come back to the Lord again and again, day after day, and bring it to the Lord. He will hear you. May God bless each of you in your challenges, in the things you have to deal with at home or at work. Thank you for your faith. Stay faithful. Let's walk together during this Advent season and draw closer and closer to the one who loves you more than you can even understand or I can understand. We're loved. And that's so important to know that. He wants you to know that. He loves you. May you love him in return with all your heart and your soul. God bless you and take care. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.